The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, today we're going to have a very interesting show. One of my very special guests is Dr. Jeffrey Brown from Ultimate Healing Center here in Las Vegas. And we're going to talk about healing. We're going to talk about osteopathy. And Dr. Brown's going to go into great detail and explain to us what a doctor of osteopathy is. But first, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. We're going to talk about today, Tidbit Thursday. And my topic today is water. And no, I'm not going to tell you need to drink so many glasses of water. That's not what this is about. This is more about giving you some very crazy yet still inspiring facts about water. So today I have about 18 of them. Let's see if we can get through them. If not, we'll continue them on next week. Here we go. Each person in the United States, believe it or not, uses 100 gallons of water every single day. My prior experience with water was that of conservation because why? I lived in Ohio and I lived rurally, and we lived on an artesian water well. Now, these facts inspired me so much to inform people that all of this is part of the global warming initiative. So even if you don't believe in global warming, just understand that we have a water shortage, and here are some of the facts. So I hope that these facts I'm going to give you today are going to impact on you, your family, and your perspective on water. Here we go. Water covers about 71% of the Earth's surface. Only 2.5% of all the Earth's water is fresh water, which is what life needs in order to survive. Almost all of it is locked up either in ice or in the ground. Now, fresh water holds over 10% of all life on the planet and 35% of all vertebrates. Believe it or not, in 1 year, the average American, their residents, will use over 100,000 gallons of water, and that's counting both indoors and outdoors. Americans use more water every day just by flushing our toilets than by showering or any other activity. At 50 gallons per day, residential Europeans use about half the water that residential Americans do. Almost 800 million people don't have access to clean water. In Africa, 90% of the work of gathering water is done by women. Women and girls spend up to 6 hours a day fetching water. Residents of sub-Saharan Africa will only use between 2 and 5 gallons of water per day. Every day, one person drinks 2 to 4 quarts, which is a quart's about 40 ounces or so. So they're drinking between 80 to 160 ounces. And in the course of a year annually, the amount of water that's embedded in our food will range anywhere from 528 to about 1,300 gallons per person. Now, hamburger uses about 634 gallons of water. Although I've seen estimates a lot higher than that, usually up into the thousands. But in any case, even if we stick with the 634 gallons for a hamburger and think of how many billions McDonald's has sold, and that doesn't count all the other hamburger joints throughout the country, how about a gallon of milk? How about 1,000 gallons of water? One slice of bread, and we're not supposed to eat grains, remember? 10 gallons of water. Now, water availability is expected to decrease in many regions of the world. Water use has been growing at more than twice the rate of population in the last century. So where is it going to come from? Currently, more than a billion people are living in water-scarce regions, and as many as 3.5 billion could experience water scarcity by 2025. Talk to the folks in California. We're here in Las Vegas. We need to wake up and pay attention. We need to change our diets, get rid of this animal product, which takes a lot of water and grain and so on and so forth. But that's another show. The industry that accounts for about 20% of global warming and of the withdrawal of fresh water is the agricultural. The agricultural people account for about 70% of global fresh water, and that's 90% in some of the faster-growing economies. Okay? Now, a dietary shift to meat and dairy, which, of course, we just learned requires more water, has been the greatest impact on our water consumption over the past 30 years. And we're likely to continue doing this all the way into the middle of the 21st century. Up to 90% of wastewater in developing countries flows untreated. Untreated. 90%. Untreated into rivers, lakes, and highly productive coastal areas. Now, the IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, predicts with high confidence that water stress will increase in both Central and Southern Europe, and that by the 2070s, the number of people affected is going to rise from 28 million to well over 44 million. So who or what is this IPCC? Well, they're a bunch of people. They sit around and they assess the scientific and the technical and the sociological and the socioeconomic information that's relevant to understanding the risks that humans are inducing in our climate change. Interesting, huh? We're very wasteful. We need to change our life. We need to change our diet. My favorite saying, this is a Native American saying that I love, when the last tree has been cut down, the last fish caught, the last river poisoned, only then will we realize that one cannot eat money. Don't you love that? I love that. That just kind of puts it in perspective for where we are. Okay, now, hey, we're going to switch gears here, and I would like to introduce my next special guest today, Dr. Jeffrey L. Brown. Now, Dr. Brown did his undergraduate studies at Cornell University. Later, he attended New York College of Osteopathic Medicine and completed family practice residency at Jamaica Hospital Medical Center and Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. Quoting Dr. Brown now, "I believe that God gave our body the ability to heal itself. We just have to give our body what it needs. This principle is why I became an osteopathic family physician, so I could learn how to diagnose and treat conditions with my hands. Once I became a physician, I quickly realized that traditional medicine was limited to treating symptoms and not truly healing the body. As a result, I furthered my studies. First, I learned how to use the meridian regulatory acupuncture, which is the MRA, not the MRI, MRA, to treat pain and other conditions. Later, I became board certified by the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. This knowledge gave me the tools necessary to learn how to prevent and reverse disease. I don't believe that there is a disease out there that we cannot cure. As long as we have faith, discipline, love, and our body has the appropriate nutrients to heal." I bet some of this sounds familiar to you guys, doesn't it? You've been hearing me preach this now for about 6 months. Dr. Brown is a board-certified and diplomat of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. He is also an American Osteopathic Board of Family Physicians, American Board of Acupuncture Medicine, the American Board of Family Medicine, and licensed in the state of Nevada. I'd just like to go through a little list of some of the issues of things that Dr. Brown and his office can help you with. Get your pens and pencils out, boys and girls. Here we go. Alcohol addiction, chronic fatigue, diabetes, fibroids, gastrointestinal disorders, hepatitis, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, menopausal symptoms, osteoporosis, PMS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, sex drive and performance, sleep disorders, smoking addiction, weight gain, weight loss, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, carpal tunnel, headaches, hip, knee, shoulder pain, neck pain, neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, and other foot problems, and tennis or golfer's elbow. Now, if you didn't hear yours, I'm sure Dr. Brown's office can help you. And straight away, I'm going to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, my very special guest today, Dr. Jeffrey Brown. Hello, Dr. Brown. Welcome to the Raw Truth Radio Show.
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Hey, I think you just about got everything covered here. If we didn't name it, I'm sure you guys can certainly help them. You and I have been on the same path for a while, so that's why this call today, and we're going to open up some folks' eyes and, again, present more information that gives people alternatives. And I hate to use that word alternative.
So do I.
It's not alternative.
That's right.
But anyway, we'll go with the flow for today. Hey, let's talk about, I know since the last time you and I talked, I think you've moved your offices. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. We are actually downtown now. We used to be in Henderson, and now we're downtown, 1200 South 4th Street, Suite 11, right off of Charleston and 4th Street. So we're downtown now, so we can actually came down here to also work with, you know, this community and this population. And
certainly.
So I have my practice and, you know, can bring my skills to this population downtown, which we're trying to, you know, revamp and rebuild.
Exactly. For those of you that are listening in, the Las Vegas downtown area is going through a whole revitalization and growth. Believe it or not, Dr. Brown, I was selling condos down there more than 10 years ago when Dr. Goodman was in. Yeah. It wasn't the in place at that time. It was still kind of scudsy, but it's come a long way. So that's a great thing. That area is definitely going to need lots and lots and lots of services. And, you know, coupling up with the Zappos people down there, too, would be probably, I'm sure, very beneficial for Ultimate Healing Center. So talk to me a little bit about the Ultimate Healing Center, and you're working with First Person Care Clinic, is that correct?
Yes, so First Person Care Clinic, I've been the medical director of that since it's been here. So this clinic's been here a year and a half, and it was started by Tina Drago. That was kind of her vision. She's a native of Las Vegas and wanted to give back to this community and give them, you know, a place where they can get quality health care. And so she asked me to be the medical director, and so I said, you know, yes, about a year and a half ago. And then recently I was thinking about, okay, I need to downsize and cut back on overhead, as some business owners have, you know, that same decision-making process to make. And so I decided to actually move the practice to be inside the First Person Care Clinic. And so I see, you know, the Ultimate Healing patients, and then I also see the First Person Care Clinic as the primary care side. And then we are able to provide, you know, more services, more opportunities, more, for lack of a better term, alternatives, you know, for the patients who actually are coming down here as well to receive health care.
That's great. That is great. And like I said, that whole area down there is in dire need and will continue to be so as it continues to grow as more and more people move closer to downtown, you know, for business purposes or for whatever. Yep, absolutely.
Yes. Yes, so, and so far we've seen a lot of people, and I think people are very happy. They come back. You know, we're not trying to run a mill here like a lot of places are. We're actually trying to, you know, spend some time with patients and get to the bottom of their problems and try to serve them and give them, you know, what they need instead of just treat them like a number. So, you know, that's the mission, really, treat people with respect, give them the options, spend some time, and, you know, give them, you know, high-quality care instead
and
of
you know what?
Kind of running through.
Yeah. The biggest thing is giving people the time. I mean, we would hear it all the time in the store. You know, well, the doctors don't listen to me, or they just don't have time. And, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of just listening. They they need to talk to someone. They need to get their concerns out. And you know, I know some people can go on and on and on, but you can corral them into the areas that are necessary, you know, to keep them on point. But that's been the biggest thing that I've heard. So for you guys to be offering that type of service is absolutely wonderful. Where I know Henderson area is going to miss you.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
No, it's back, you know, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
15, 20 minutes from where my office was before, depending on how deep in the Henderson you are. So, you know, some people were closer, you know, and others were a little further. And then, you know, so I guess you can't be anywhere and meet the needs of 100% of people as far as, you know, proximity goes. But now we're central. That's how I look
true.
At it. We're central.
Yeah. And you have a whole new, you know, as you mentioned, a whole new set of patients now that are being exposed to your care and your office. And first-person care clinic also, so that they never had before. So I think you guys should do very, very well. I'm very familiar with the moving thing. We're still in the, we've moved, but we're still waiting for construction. But that's another show.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, well, they said, you know, October 1st, but they didn't tell me what year.
So okay.
That's kind of how you have to look at it. And, you know, you roll with the punches, and we're using the time to rest a little bit, and we needed it and didn't even know it. Hey, let's talk real quick, Dr. Brown. Can you give us a definition? Let's talk about what is a DO, a doctor of osteopathy. What is that?
So I know many patients have seen those letters behind, you know, maybe the doctor's name, they've seen it, and they wonder, okay, what is a DO, you know, compared to an MD? You know, we've all heard MD before. And actually, there's a lot more MDs because there's a lot more, you know, medical colleges that are what we call allopathic. So if you'd be breaking it down, that's disease-orientated. And so DO means doctor of osteopathy, which is more, you know, talking about bones or musculoskeletal-oriented. So when you go to medical school as a DO, the training is essentially the same as the allopathic students or the MD students. The only difference is we actually spend probably an additional 200-plus hours learning how to use our hands to diagnose and treat using our hands and focusing on the musculoskeletal system. So people ask me, is it similar to chiropractic? You know, and I say in some regards, yes, because chiropractic actually came from osteopathy, you know, when it was founded. All mm-hmm. right? So, you know, our founder, Dr. Still, you know, with one of the disciples or students was Dr. Palmer, who created, you know, the chiropractic schools way back in the day. So they focused more on the spine, where osteopathy really focused on the complete body. So we are looking at the whole body, and we're using our hands to treat and diagnose. And our philosophy really is the body has the intrinsic ability to heal itself. And I always believed that, and that's why I applied to osteopathic schools, and I wanted to learn how to use my hands. But once you get out into the real world, you find that most DOs are really no different than MDs. They just wanted to get into medical school, and they just, you know, a lot of drugs and surgery, and that's what it is.
Hey, Dr. Brown,
unfortunately.
Let's do this. Hold that thought. Hey, you guys out there, don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, here with my special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Brown. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be back in two.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vale, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
A show about eye care on internet radio? Absolutely. Tune in to Vision Talk Radio with Dr. Bob. Your host, Dr. Bob Rothbard, is the answer man when it comes to your vision health. He and his guest experts will discuss all of the aspects of your eyes and how to keep them at their best for your entire life. There's a lot more to good vision than 20/20. Tune in to Vision Talk Radio with Dr. Bob, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. By listening, we'll help you see. Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and my very special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Brown. And before the break, we were talking with Dr. Brown, and he was explaining to us the difference between a doctor of osteopathy versus a naturopathic, an MD doctor. On that note, Dr. Brown, what is the difference between a DO and a naturopath?
Well, a naturopath, I guess depending upon the college, certain states I know that naturopaths are allowed to write prescriptions.
Correct.
A lot of them, they're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So they tend to focus more on homeopathy, more,
mm-hmm.
The natural route. They don't do surgery. They don't do minor or major surgery. Osteopaths are basically, like I said, very similar to the allopathic world, the MD. You'll find them as surgeons of any kind, pediatricians, family practice, psychiatry, in all the fields of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a naturopath, they are just, naturopathic physicians. They're not going to be, in a particular specialty that's going to be recognized and, allowed to, use insurance as far as I know. Most of them are just, cash practice. They're not, going to be in the hospitals unless maybe it's a naturopathic hospital, but, they're not part of the conventional medicine world.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, got a question for you.
Yes.
What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine, I forget who coined that. It's something that has recently been, I would say, coined. Yeah, I think it was on Dr. Oz's show maybe a few months ago. They had a functional medicine doctor out there. And really, it's a movement. Those of us who are physicians and who have been trained in the traditional route, found that, okay, there are some missing links here. We're just doing a lot of treating of symptoms, just prescribing medications, and if they're not getting better, we don't know what else to do with them. So maybe you could just call them crazy, you want to put them on antidepressants, whatever the case may be. But functional medicine really is just what it says, functional. We're trying to get the body to be functional. And so what we do is we've been trained to identify what's going on and looking at the imbalances. So we'll do comprehensive nutritional panels. We'll look at your genetics. We'll look at your environment. We're going to look at your hormones. We're going to look at your gastrointestinal tract. We're going to look at all these different things that are unique to each individual. So we tend to run tests that are not part of Quest or LabCorp, which most people are familiar with. We actually try and look at the cellular level, actually what makes you up. And once we get that information back, we put a program together that's tailored for your needs to try to improve. If you are toxic, we try to detox you. If you're deficient in certain areas, we give you back what your body's missing. If we have some psychosocial issues, we try to improve upon that, some emotional issues. So whatever it is that's going on, we try to restore balance. And that's really what functional medicine is to restore balance, to help your body to work more functionally, and then it can repair the damage of whatever it is that is ailing you.
Right. Once everything is back in alignment. And that's the one thing people don't understand. When you have dysfunction, so to speak, in your body, it can't heal. It not only can't heal, but you're having issues in other areas because it's a whole body-mind thing. It's not just take this pill and, numb the pain or whatever, reduce the side effects. So people are not quite getting that connection yet that it's important for the body to function as a whole. And the only way that's going to happen is through, like what you folks do, and that's testing, consultation, analysis, so that those reports can tell you what is going on and where can you help them to fix the function of each of their individual body systems, liver, pancreas, brain, lungs, whatever it may be. So that I love.
Yes.
Now, what areas do you focus on that you really like that you specialize in? Do you have any specific ones that you like?
I do have some of my favorite areas.
Okay.
But I also tell people the body is one unit. And so when people ask me, can you treat or, have any issue or have any experience with this? And, I always tell people, I said, we don't really treat symptoms, okay, because the body is one unit and one area affects the other. But one area that I really like treating is pain. And like I said, I don't really believe that I'm treating things. I'm just assisting the body so that it can do what it's designed to do. So I don't necessarily say that I really treat anything. I just assist the body in the healing mechanism. But pain is something that can be so disruptive to, somebody's life. You know, it could be debilitating, keep you in bed. It can affect your ability to play with your kids or your relationship with your spouse or work or, you know, it could be a pretty traumatic thing. Then you get people on these pain medications that can lead to addiction and abuse and, you know, the whole dysfunctional cycle that can occur. So I really like, you know, getting into the pain and figuring out, okay, where is the pain coming from? And how can we address it and let the body to stop the firing mechanism? And so that's when you know we do a lot of different things for pain.
Mm-hmm.
I use my hands as an osteopath, so I love doing that. You know, we talked about doing meridian regulatory acupuncture, so we actually try to restore balance into the body. You know, the whole yin and yang, the energy, restoring balance and helping with whatever dysfunction is going on with the pain. We also do high-power laser therapy for musculoskeletal and, you know, nerve dysfunction. We do different trigger point injections, you know, using more homeopathic medicine for that and had great success. I also use platelet-rich plasma, PRP. Some people have heard of that for injuries, and they don't want to do surgery. So we've done things with rotator cuffs and arthritis of the knees and elbow and back.
Oh, can I stop you right quick?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that one a little bit more?
Yeah.
The platelets that you're using?
So it's interesting because there's still a lot of people who haven't heard of it, and there's those
right.
who have heard about it. And so PRP, the platelets have healing mechanisms. So when your platelets are concentrated, what it does is it sends a signal out to call its friends, you know, the growth factors. And we have many growth factors there. So they recruit those growth factors into the area, and so it can start the healing mechanism. So basically we take the person's blood. There's a special centrifuge that spins it down, and then we isolate those platelets and concentrate it. And I use some other different proteins and things to enhance the effectiveness of it. And depending on what we're trying to treat, we inject their blood back into them. So it helps to heal, you know, shoulder problems, hip problems, knee. You can do back. You know, so a lot of different injuries we've used PRP for. Now, interesting
so you're putting,
enough,
yeah, so you're putting their concentrated form of platelets back into their body, right?
Right, into the area of need.
Uh-huh. Wow. Now, help me, because, you know, I have a little bit of a background. Platelets designed specifically for clotting. What else? What other factors do they have in them? Anti-inflammatory or something, maybe?
Well, it creates an inflammatory response, okay, because that's what it really does. Because, you know, the blood actually is what carries all the healing stuff, right? It carries the oxygen. It carries the growth factors. It carries the stem cells. So when you're injecting it, you're sending a signal out. You're telling the body, say, hey, bring in the recruits. This is an area of injury, and so they bring those growth factors so it can start the healing process. So there is an inflammatory response when you inject it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the form of PRP I use is called pure PRP. And so we don't have any red blood cells. So typically when we do an injection, it's not as painful as traditional PRP because we remove the red blood cells, which can be very more inflammatory and more painful. Because I've had that done when I was, you know, training. I've had the regular PRP, and, yeah, it wasn't very pleasant. A lot of pain afterwards where our injection typically there are, you know, minimal discomfort afterwards. There's some, but not nearly as much as the traditional PRP.
Wow, and so therefore you have less of an inflammatory response that way?
Yes, but yet we still get, you know, amazing results.
Amazing results. Wow. Okay, listeners, I know that's a new one for you. It's a new one for me for sure.
Yeah.
PRP,
now, the other thing,
right?
too, just to stay on that, even though it goes out of pain a little bit, we've also been using it for facial rejuvenation and hair restoration. As you know, I prefer more natural things, so when people want to do Botox, you know, putting a toxins in their skin, you know, I'm saying, why are you going to put toxins in your body? Well, your body has all natural stuff, and so we use that to reduce wrinkles.
Wow.
And also to restore hair growth. So we've had people coming in for hair restoration. So instead of using medications, which of course have, you know, side effects that if it happens to you, you won't be very happy, we use the PRP along with other vitamins and minerals and things to regrow hair. And we've had nice success with that.
Did you hear that, boys and girls? I mean, boys. Well, girls, too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Both. We've done both.
Amazing. Amazing. Now, for women, I'm just curious. I mean, it's a hormonal thing usually in the hair loss.
Yes, and usually the funny thing when you say hormonal thing, you know, women are stressed, right? I mean, caring for the kids, their boyfriend, their husband, taking care of the whole world, a lot of them is stress-induced cortisol. So a lot of that is hormonally induced. So when you combine the hormones, you got to get the hormones balanced. So many people are so nutritionally deficient, you know, it's not even funny. I mean, I said, you know this. So That's why we do the intravenous nutrition. And then you combine with the PRP to stimulate the stem cells to regrow. You hit it at different levels. You know, you stop the hair loss and you stimulate the growth and give the body the nutrients it needs so it can have that soil, for lack of a better term, to, you know, the fertilizer for it to go. So you got to hit it at all the different angles. But
wow.
Yes, stress is a big one.
That is awesome. I love that. I love that. Well, we're going to switch gears again here, folks. Let's talk about Dr. Brown, my favorite, type 2 diabetes, and then we're going to talk about, nope, I'm going to hold that one. Let's start with causes of type 2 diabetes, as you see it.
As I see it, it's a hormonal issue. And most people say, what? Yeah, it's a metabolic issue, hormonal issue. Now, we all can talk about, you know, obesity, but you know that not 100% of the people who are obese have diabetes. And we see skinny people with it as well. But I see vitamin D, which is a pro-hormone deficiency. You know, so many people are vitamin D deficient, and that's very important for improving insulin sensitivity. Testosterone deficiency, over 90% of people who have type 2 diabetes are deficient with testosterone. So that's what I mean by balancing those hormones. Leptin, you know, the fat hormone, you know, that plays a part, you know, in this whole, you know, metabolic hormonal, you know, dysfunction. So hormone balancing is key. And, of course, we always fall back on nutrition. And when nutrition's off, eating the wrong things, not getting the appropriate nutrients, then we're going to have a problem. As we know, it's an epidemic now.
Right.
Kids,
and,
adults,
and
everybody.
Insulin. Yep, and insulin, boys and girls, being a hormone. So
oh,
just know
how can
that.
I forget that one? Yes, exactly. That kind of goes along with it.
yeah, but it's true. A lot of people don't know that. They kind of put insulin over here by itself somewhere. It is a hormone, okay?
It's a huge hormone, right? Everything has insulin receptors.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. We talked about that on one of the shows. We talked about healthy blood sugar and that whole receptors and the whole nine yards, kind of breaking it down so people can understand it. Okay, now we're going to talk about my favorite, Alzheimer's, because my entire family, mom, dad, and my dad's brother all died from Alzheimer's.
Oh, boy.
And my personal experience was that it was physician and drug-induced because they all were taking the same medication for their cholesterol.
Oh, I know where you're going with that.
Yes. So let's talk about cholesterol and Alzheimer's and the important role cholesterol plays in being a partner with Alzheimer's.
Yes. Well, it's funny because I had a patient today who was talking about, oh, that she's been having high cholesterol. That, you know, she's been told. And I asked, okay, so what were your levels? And she was saying, you know, 210, 205, you know, and of course I start laughing and I'm shaking my head at the same time. And I said, yeah, it's a shame, you know, the marketing ploy that's been out there and everybody so have been brainwashed, you know, thinking that cholesterol is a bad thing, you know, that actually causes heart attacks. And it's so far from the truth. And, you know, of course, multiple studies have, you know, shown that. But, you know, from the drug companies pushing their statins, you know, those who are taking Lipitor and Zocor and all those, and, you know, so many physicians they see, yeah, you start getting over 200, it's high, they want to throw you on a statin right away. You know, it's a shame. They don't really know the benefits of cholesterol.
That's right.
That's the problem. You don't know. Your brain is mostly fats and cholesterol. You need it. And then you're wondering why we're having hormonal issues, because cholesterol, people don't know, is a precursor to your hormones downstream. So if you lower your cholesterol too much, you know, now you're not going to have the ability to make estrogen and testosterone and DHEA, you know, all the other hormones that are in your system that's needed for your body to function. And your brain, like I said, is, you know, it's what, 70% cholesterol. You know, it needs fats. It needs good fats, and we're taking them away, telling people to low-fat diet. And then you're on these cholesterol medications. I think we're just fueling that fire. People wonder with the memory loss and not feeling well and not realizing that, okay, without the fats, you're not going to have the energy to do what you need to do.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting, just to share a little bit of my experience, because back in the day, when I was a lab tech, this is in the 60s, okay, at that time, normal cholesterol levels were 300, and heart disease was the number one killer. Mm-hmm. And now cholesterols are 200 and under, and guess what? Heart disease is still the number one killer.
Yep.
And the reason I keep repeating this, boys and girls, duh, get it. You need the cholesterol. It's not what your doctor is telling you, unfortunately. And for those of you who have aging parents that are on some type of a cholesterol-lowering drug or statin drug, monitor them and watch them start going downhill, as I watched my entire family go downhill. My dad ended up being on 80 milligrams of Lipitor, and in a period of about 2 months, he didn't know who I was. And he was a very small statured man, so it just didn't make sense. So we talk about cholesterol all the time. We talk about the fact that, unfortunately, the doctors have it wrong, and the same way they do when they treat diabetes, because we now know that insulin helps to destroy tissue, and yet still you're given insulin rather than correcting the nutritional deficiency. Hey, let's do this. Don't you guys dare touch that mouse. We're going to be back with Dr. Brown right after the break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be back in two.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
For 27 years, KidStar has empowered thousands of kids across the country.
And now we have the opportunity to empower children around the world.
KidStar is announcing a new radio show called Voyage Earth.
Voyage Earth will empower kids from across the world.
KidStar has created a Kickstarter campaign just for this new undertaking. By pledging to Kickstarter, you pledge for a future of empowered people to come.
My name is Dylan from the tech team on Voice America Kids. I want to thank you for being a backer of our Kickstarter, Voyage Earth.
Kickstar, we empower kids.
Are you ready for a real, fact-based show about alternative and natural approaches to health? Listen for Live Healthy, Be Healthy with Doctors Jim and Janine Fox. We're not about the latest health fads. We're about proven methods from real patients and real situations. Each week's show is an eye-opening look behind the scenes of real health. Live Healthy, Be Healthy can be heard live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey, welcome back, guys, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and my very special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Brown. And just before we went to the break, we were talking about Alzheimer's and the role of cholesterol and how important cholesterol was. And now we're going to talk about both of our favorite topics, and that is cancer. Dr. Brown, let's start talking about, let's do cancer 101 for the listening audience today. Would that be all right with you?
That's fine with me.
Okay, let's go. Hit it.
Hit it. All right. Cancer 101. All cancers, it is a dysfunction of energy. People say, what does that mean? Meaning that your cells, depending on what kind of, wherever the cancer is, that cell's ability to utilize oxygen has been compromised. The mitochondria is the part of the cell, it's the engine of the cell, and its job is to produce energy and use that energy for its cellular means. And, of course, you have some free radicals and waste products that come from that. Now, when that cell is not able to utilize energy and oxygen the way it's supposed to, now you get too much free radical buildup, too much waste buildup, and now that cell is not able to do its job. And what happens is essentially now all of our cells are programmed to die. And these cells all of a sudden found ways to survive, and so it no longer dies at the appropriate time.
Apoptosis,
yes. We're all supposed to be able to, the cells are supposed to die. We're born and we die. That's what a living thing is. And now, so now you have cells that go out of the norm. They no longer die when they're supposed to. They find other means of surviving, not using oxygen, using other means of that. And that's what Dr. Warburg discovered. I forget what year it was, and won the Nobel Prize for that. And so now those of us who treat cancer, we say in an alternative realm, are trying to utilize multiple pathways to restore oxygenation to the cells and try to make it normalized, and hence killing off the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that more of an anaerobic environment?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we try to put it more into an aerobic environment, which is why exercise, and they have studies showing that people who exercise, let's say that had cancer, did better than people who were receiving chemo because of the oxygenation process. You know, when they've done studies for colon cancer and breast cancer. So, and there's multiple studies showing that if you could bottle up oxygen, I mean not oxygen, but bottle up exercise and sell it and put it in a jar, your success rate as far as beating cancer and preventing cancer would be, you know, through the roof if you could put stock in it, more so than any drug or radiation therapy or anything that's out there.
Wow.
The oxygenation is huge. So, we talk about, everybody knows diet and exercise, diet and exercise. You know, we all just kind of talk about it. It's just, we know. But without really truly understanding the science and really getting behind it as far as why that prevents cancer. And how, if you develop cancer, how you can use that to also treat and let your body to fight off cancer. And not focusing so much on, right away, chemo or radiation or even surgery by that means. If we really focus on diet, putting in the good stuff that's going to support the body and exercise the right way so you can improve the cell's oxygenation, your cell's utilization of oxygen, those things have a greater impact than any drug therapy that we could give our bodies. But unfortunately, it's not really preached. It's not taught. It's not emphasized. As soon as that big C word comes along, everybody gets scared and, okay, I got to get it cut out, or I got to have surgery, I got to have, chemo, whatever it is, right off the bat, instead of giving the body back what it needs or utilize what it can use to help to, improve your chances of survival.
Now, that makes a lot of sense because, Dr. Brown, you just told us that cancer cells don't die like normal cells. So, for those of you that may be under treatment now, understand that your treatment has to go up in order to try to kill cancer cells because they don't kill. So, you may go through 4 to 6 weeks of chemo or radiation, whatever the case may be, and then maybe you're told you're in remission. But maybe it's just an opportunity time for your body to heal a little bit and get a little bit stronger and then come back with the second, third, or fourth round. But given the fact that cancer cells don't die like normal cells, and you can cut out all the things you want, it's still there. It's still there, boys and girls. Understand it. You just don't, the diagnosis of cancer, when people hear the word cancer, they think tumor, and that's all they think.
Right.
So if we cut out the tumor, I'm cancer-free, and it's not. It is not. Continue on. I'm sorry, Dr. Brown, this is another one of my pet peeves, because people are so much misled,
Yes, exactly.
They're sold this bill of goods. Oh, you have a tumor, let's cut it out. Let's radiate it, a little bit of chemo, and you'll be on your way. And that's not the case. Those cancer cells are still there. You can't kill them. And you'll end up dying from complications from those treatments, not the cancer. Continue on. I'm sorry, Dr. Brown.
No, you're fine, because people wonder why it comes back later. And one of the things they don't know is, you know, chemo radiation doesn't attack the cancer stem cells. And we know stem cells are the origin, you know, of where these things come from. And so it really doesn't kill those. And we know chemo, you know, they also kill your healthy cells as well, which is why people look horrible as they're going through the chemo radiation process, you know, because you're killing off the good cells as well. And you're hoping that you can be live just enough so it doesn't kill you. And that's the issue. And when you speak to a conventional radiologist or a traditional oncologist, I mean, when I say radiologist, the radiation oncologist, you know, that really just do the chemo and the radiation, and, you know, most of them are so against, you know, say alternative routes that, you know, you gotta definitely have the chemo or radiation to treat certain cancers. No one ever asks, you know, why the cancer occurred in the first place. And that's what I do for any disease state. You know, we look at why, what happened, where is the body's dysfunction. And so when I do talks on cancer, you know, I look at cancer as, okay, this is your body's way of saying we're unhappy. There is a dysfunction somewhere. And so now it's an opportunity for us to figure out where the dysfunction is and correct it. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it that way, instead of being, you know, a fear factor or I got to kill this thing, you know, you want to have positive energy instead of negative energy. And we know that when you want to kill something and you're angry at something, that is a cortisol release, a fight or flight, which is going to, you know, tear us down. And that's why there have been many, many studies showing that, let's look at breast cancer, for instance, that a lot of those women, when they were diagnosed with cancer, 2 or 3 years prior to that, they went through some major trauma in their life, something emotional. Maybe it was, you know, death or a divorce or, you know, something that was pretty traumatic that triggered some emotional response. A lot of negative energy can build and trigger, you know, these cancers. And so that's what goes into a whole different realm as far as looking at the emotional, spiritual component of it, which is not fixed by chemo, which is not fixed by surgery or radiation, as you know. That goes into the emotional, spiritual part of, you know, the psychosocial part of the healing process, the emotions. People don't realize that emotions can play a big part into our health. Stress, cortisol, is linked to all the major causes of death. Cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and you can see all the links. That's just physiology.
Wow. It's a growing epidemic, and one of the reasons why I love to have yourself and Dr. Glidden and all these other doctors is to explain to people, because if they understand their disease and they understand the dysfunction of their body, they now are empowered. They have actual studies now that have proven that once a person is diagnosed with cancer, and the doctor gives them their months, weeks, years to live, 85% of them die within that given diagnosis because they give up. Because the only choices they're given are surgery, chemo, and radiation. They're not given the information that the body is dysfunctioning and it's trying to tell you that. We have to be like Sherlock Holmes and try to uncover what this deficiency is and what this malfunction is in the body in order to, as you said, functional medicine, bring the body back into balance so it can do what it does naturally, and that is the body is designed to heal itself. We know that.
Exactly.
We know that, and there's not a drug or chemical on the market that is going to do that because it all stems from us, our emotions, our diet, our outlook, you know, as you were mentioning, stress, all these things. And when you talk to people who have actually overcome their disease, they'll tell you about all these other disciplines that they started engaging,
yep.
And it took them to another level, and they were able to get themselves into a level of healing. They understood that they had personal issues or trauma or drama or whatever it was, anger or whatever, and they learned to deal with those and accept those things and move on, and that was the first step for them to heal. We had Judy Moria on the phone. She's a cancer survivor who did just that. Her doctor told her, I want you to go and take some painting classes. She's like, painting? Doc, I have cancer. What do I need to paint for? And out of that painting, she found out, number one, she was a doggone good artist and didn't know it, and number two, that artwork was her therapy. It was her release, her creativity that said, I'm not going to die. I have a lot to give, and just look. And she was, it was amazing. She gave me goosebumps. Gave me goosebumps. So we're saying all this, boys and girls, to empower you, to let you know we don't like to use the word alternative, because technically the work that Dr. Brown does at his Ultimate Healing Center and also there with the First Person Care Clinic downtown, it is designed for the body, to fix the body. We give the body what it needs nutritionally. We get out of the way and let the body do its thing. The body is equipped with everything that it needs to heal itself except proper nutrition, exercise, and your mental state, how you think. You know, they say we are what we eat. Well, we are what we eat, we are what we absorb, and we are what we think.
Uh-huh.
And all of that manifests in our daily lives. Dr. Brown, give us some information on how my listening audience can get a hold of you, Ultimate Healing Center, and everything about the First Person Care Clinic. I'm sure they'd love to jot it down. Get your pencils up, boys and girls. Here we go.
Yes, so the website is ultimatehealingcenter.com. And it's not a the, it's just ultimatehealingcenter.com. And we always direct people to the website so they can kind of read, they can hear, see my philosophy and kind of different conditions that we treat. And if you don't see your condition, I can pretty much guarantee that we can probably still have an approach to it. Like I said, the body is one unit, and I basically treat all diseases the same way. We try to identify where dysfunction is. We put you on a proper nutritional plan, a detox, get you exercise in the right way, and we just tweak it a little bit based on the different labs and results that we get. So the website's a good place to start. Our phone number is 702-871-7004.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, are you guys still doing the consultation program that you had put together?
I haven't done the seminars, you know, probably for a good month or so with the move and the transition,
oh, yeah.
But I am looking to try to start that up soon, hopefully next month, and put some things together. And so some other programs, when they come in, we can have a very comprehensive consultation and plan going. So I haven't, we've just kind of put that on a hiatus for now as I'm kind of revamping what we're doing here in the practice. So no, I haven't done that for a while, but hopefully in the next few weeks we're going to get that going again so we can start doing our seminars and educating the public and let them know that there are other options that are available out there. It's just that a lot of people haven't heard of it because they haven't looked for it.
Right, or they're just not, they're just not given that kind of information. So,
yeah.
We understand. Hey, look, guess what, boys and girls? This is all the time we have for today. I appreciate you spending time with me and with Dr. Jeffrey Brown. I hope you learned something today about water. I hope you learned something today about Dr. Brown and his Ultimate Healing Center. You learned also about doctors of osteopathy. You learned about functional medicine, and we also learned things that cause type 2 diabetes. Now, many of these topics I'm going to ask Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown, would you be kind enough to come back and be a guest on the show again so that we can really get into some of these topics in detail? We just kind of touched on the outskirts of it to give you an idea of the services that Dr. Brown does offer us. So let's do this. I want you guys to do this. I want you to check us out next week. And I'm not quite sure who the guest is going to be, but I have some really biggies coming up. We have Dr. Patricia Bragg from the world-famous Bragg food company with their apple cider vinegar. We have Dr. Paul Westerfall coming on board. We've got quite a few big heavy hitters coming on board here shortly, so I want you to stick with us. I want you to continue to support the radio show. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. You can visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. And now you, go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.